This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Dorothy Awards are awarded annually in Tasmania to institutions that are improving their inclusivity for the LGBTIQ+ community. And recently, the Tasmanian Police were the recipients of the Dorothy Award. The informer's Nicholas Kamenya Sundry investigated why the police were given the award.
The Dorothy's Award was given to the Tasmania Police by the LGBT community organisation Working It Out on May 17th. This award is given out every year on the International Day Against Prejudice and Discrimination towards lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans and gender diverse people and people with intersex characteristics, otherwise known as Ida Hobbit for short. The Dorothy's Award has been given out every year since 2012 to organisations with outstanding effort in promoting LGBTQI+ inclusivity, and each year has a theme. This year, the theme was emergency services, and the award was accepted last Friday by the Tasmania Police at the Ida Hobbit Breakfast and Awards Ceremony in Hobart, Tasmania. The informer spoke to Dr. Lynn Jarvis, CEO of Working It Out, to ask about what earned Tasmania Police this prize.
Tasmania Police have made, I would say, a sustained effort over the last 10 years. Now, this is not to say they're perfect, and I think the Commissioner acknowledged this on Friday, so there's still a lot of work to be done. But nonetheless, there's been a significant cultural shift within Tasmanian Police. It's been purposeful, so they've acknowledged that this was an area that they needed to do a lot of work in, and they took action accordingly. So it's been led from the top of the police hierarchy. We have very good support from the Commissioner of Police, and they put in place structures to ensure that it doesn't just sit at the top, but it's reflected all the way down the organisation. For example, they have a strategic working group that meets with community members and high-level police officers. They have a LGBTI support network for staff and families and friends. They put all their new police recruits through training, and they have dedicated LGBTI liaison officers scattered around the state. So they have a range of things which work together to make Tasmanian Police a more inclusive service provider.
The informer also contacted Commander Robert Blackwood of the Tasmania Police to learn more about what's being done to make the organisation friendlier and more inclusive to people from the LGBTQI+ community.
I suppose we've been working for some time now on building a really positive relationship with the LGBTI community, and also making sure as an organisation that we have inclusive practices. So what we've done is, over a number of years now, we have the Liaison Officer Program, where we started with all our commissioned officers at inspector rank being trained as liaison officers, and we've broadened that now as well to include other officers at various levels. So they're a real key point of contact if someone would like to access that service. More recently, last year, we implemented the LGBTI support network, and that's about ensuring that our staff feel supported, whether it's for themselves or a family member. Members of the support network have received some specialised training in how to offer that support and advice. That actually covers not just Tasmania Police, it covers across all emergency services, being police, fire, ambulance and SES, and it also covers their volunteers as well. So that support network's actually got a really good coverage, which we're quite proud of.
Commissioner Darren Hyan also said there's been some cultural changes inside the Tasmania Police as well. Can you tell me about some of the things that have changed culturally in the Tasmania Police?
Yeah, sure. I suppose it's about recognising the fact as an organisation, we need to represent the community that we serve. So we certainly, from a recruiting point of view, we advertise in all different mediums, and certainly in my role coordinating our work with the LGBTI community, I make sure that when we're advertising, we're connecting in with those channels as well to try and attract people from all diverse backgrounds. Certainly from a training point of view, to make sure that all our our members understand things like respectful language and the importance of diversity in the workplace. So all our recruits receive extensive training in relation to that. We've had a really strong working relationship with Working It Out, who are an NGO here who run our training for us, and we work with them in developing a good training package as well. Kind of the small things, it's like our dress and appearance guidelines, which relates to what uniform our members wear. We've removed any reference to gender in that now, so members can wear any particular piece of uniform that they identify with.
The Dorothy's Award for next year already has a theme locked in and is going to continue to promote positive change for the LGBTQI plus community for the foreseeable future.
So our next year's category is educational facilities. So we're trying to look around where, you know, people's lives are impacted. For example, emergency services was also a good one, because if, you know, that's a time when you're in crisis, so it's important to have inclusive and supportive services. Schools are an important time for people, so it's important to have inclusive, safe and supportive services there. So we're not, you know, the main drivers of change, but we're part of the change, and we're I think people increasingly interested in the Dorothy's Awards and both recording what they do, but also putting in place strategies so that they can be considered inclusive organisations.
This award carries a lot of meaning for the state, as Tasmania has historically been very unfriendly towards LGBTQI plus individuals. It was the last state in Australia to legalise homosexual sex between consenting adults, and was also the last state where a man was hanged on sodomy charges. Hopefully, with continuing improvements, Tasmania can leave its poor reputation well in the past. This is The Informer. You're listening to Joy Radio.
Thank you so much to Nick for that excellent story, and to Sarah McBride and Andrew Reynolds, Tim Wilson and David Beckett and Louise Pratt their fabulous contributions, and to Ian Muchamore for all his wonderful work.
Good night.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.